Emily, may I just, and this is not a debate, I'm not being argumentative, but if I say there's a better, another way to do it, then I should tell you how to do that. If you extend the 6% sales tax to one, to a full year, that's about almost $1 million. Steve Smith will say it's 850. If indeed our property values are really understated, understated by 10%, that's 600,000. In my view is, and there are other options available too, but the other third thing that would come to my mind is, if you take the sales tax exemption off of senior citizens who can easily afford to pay it, have a limit so people who need that get it, you're gonna get equal to or more than what we're doing, than I think that is. So, and I guess I am being argumentative, I apologize, but businesses can get hurt by property tax. And if you don't think a 30% increase in property tax is not going to have impact on low-income people, I think that it will.
Thank you, Gary Paxton. In the interest of fairness, would you like a chance to respond to that, Robin Sherman? And then I will, just so you know, leave some time at the end for us to talk about possible alternatives. If this fails or what you'd like to see the city or assembly do differently, we'll definitely get to that. But yeah, Robin Sherman, what do you have to say to that?
I think I want to observe real quickly that I think we're all trying to get to the same goal, in that we're all agreeing that more revenue is needed. And I think everybody wants to make sure that we're raising that revenue fairly and not having too heavy a burden on the people who can least afford it or on our businesses, which provide jobs. So we're trying to get to the same thing. I guess my concern about the sales tax is, and this is what I was referring to when I said, are we really going to raise the money we need? When the sales tax goes up, or when taxes or fees go up, people look for alternatives. And you only have to go out to the recycling center and look in that big cardboard recycling box to see how many boxes are coming in from Amazon Prime. So people are trying to avoid the sales tax by buying things from out of town. That hurts our local businesses. It would be great if we could charge sales tax for out-of-town purchases, but we can't. Under state law. So that's one concern. I'm concerned the more the sales tax goes up, the more people are going to look for alternatives. I'm also concerned about how the sales tax affects low-income folks. And with respect to the senior sales tax exemption, I completely agree with Gary that it should only be available to the senior households that really need it. My concern is what it's going to take to police that. And do we want the city to be in the business of having to look at people's income, to qualify people based on income? And I've been in jobs where I've had to do that. And once you qualify people based on income, there's always somebody who says, my neighbor has a senior citizen's card and she's cheating. She doesn't really deserve it. And then then we have to become the income police. So I'm a little bit concerned about that. The last point I want to make about the affordability of the property tax is that unlike a sales tax and unlike an increase in electric rates, homeowners have the ability to write their property taxes off of their income. It is not a one-to-one thing, but you can deduct any property taxes you pay from your federal income tax. So you do get some of that money back, unlike with a sales tax.